Welcome to Coffee and Conversation for ESL Listening. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Christina. So grab a cup and join the conversation.
Yay. Hey, Christina, welcome home.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be home.
Yes, you've had a good trip.
I did. It was absolutely wonderful.
Well, guys, that's what we're going to talk about today. Christina is just back from her nice long trip to Ireland, and yes. I have not heard a thing about it yet, and I've been waiting so that we can all learn about it together, and I'm super excited to see, or to hear, to hear what she's been up to, what she's seen, what she's done, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it too if you've never been to Ireland, or if you have. Maybe you'll learn something new and something fun. So, we ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay, awesome. So, I got a few questions for you.
Sure.
All right. So, first of all, you know, when you told me you were going to Ireland, I thought, oh, that's great. But also, wow, I never knew. I never knew that you, you know, had an idea to go to Ireland. This was completely new to me. So where did you get the idea, or what made you decide to choose Ireland?
Well, you know, I always wanted to go and visit like the kind of region, the Ireland, Scotland, Wales, United Kingdom. And every time I did get a chance to go somewhere on vacation, I always went to visit my family in Ukraine.
Right.
And because of all the circumstances right now, I can't go there. But my husband still said, you know, we need to take a vacation. Let's go on a trip. I think we all need a nice trip.
Yes.
So we kind of looked at the places. We have a long list of places we would like to visit. And we looked at the list and we said, you know, we've always wanted to go to Ireland. So let's just do it. Let's go for it. So we booked the tickets, the plane tickets, and started planning the trip.
Awesome. Well, you know, sometimes it's what you just got to do. You know, you get something in your mind and you're like, why not? Well, you know, we've talked about it. What's stopping us? Let's just do it.
Right.
Before we change our mind.
You know, I kind of took a page out of your book.
Oh.
There's a little expression there.
Yeah.
Because you always travel. Like, I feel like travel is synonymous with you. Like,
really?
Anytime I feel about somebody traveling, I think of you.
Huh.
So I thought, you know what? I think I need to travel more. I've always wanted to travel. I love traveling. I love going new places, meeting new people, trying new things. Our son is at the age that he is tolerable when it comes to traveling.
Well, you know, that's about all you can ask for.
No, he's good. He enjoys seeing new places and going to new places and meeting new people and trying stuff too.
Awesome.
So I thought, you know what, let's just try it. Let's try to plan more traveling.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I know what you mean. And you know, especially since the whole thing with COVID, remember we were all locked in here. And yeah. I kept thinking to myself, I was remembering times when people would say to me, hey, we're going to go on this trip. Do you want to go? And I would say, well, I've already been on a trip this year. I really shouldn't. And COVID made me say, forget that.
I'm going.
Yeah. Somebody asked me to go somewhere. I'm on it. I'm on it.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It's so worth it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm definitely, I don't know that I travel that much, but it's definitely something that I love to do and I'd love to do more. Yeah.
You know, I think, I don't know if I'm getting old, which I'm kind of denying that. I'm still young and, you know. Anyway, I feel like I'm at the point where I don't want stuff.
Yes.
I want experiences. I want memories.
100%. Yes, I'm with you.
So I think that's kind of what kind of put things into new light for me. Like, we're going to go do things now rather than buying.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So you booked your trip and you just decided to go. So what I'm wondering is, I think you said you were going to rent a car and just drive around. Is that what you ended up doing?
Yes. So we rented a car, and I mean, we rented ahead of time, made reservation and all that, but it was extremely easy, the whole process.
Okay.
When we arrived there, we went to the rental place, already had a reservation, filled out some sort of a, it wasn't, I wouldn't call it paperwork because it was a tablet where you push a couple buttons and they tell you which car is yours. You go there, pick up your car and drive off. So we just drove through the whole country. We kind of stayed different places. And I don't know, I mean, most of the people probably know that the Irish drive on the other side of the road. They drive on the right side, left side, not right side.
I was going to say, Americans would say the wrong side. That's just a little joke, guys. Just a little joke.
Right. And my husband drove most of the time.
Oh, did
which
you drive?
I really appreciate. He didn't, I not really, not much. Oh, yeah. He was kind of, I think he liked it. So he didn't want to share with me. Like secretly, he liked it.
Oh, man.
But I appreciated that too, because while he was driving, paying attention to the road, I enjoyed all the beautiful scenery.
Exactly.
All the views. I could take the pictures and all that stuff. So I appreciated that, even though I wanted to drive some more because it's fun. It's different.
Really? No, I have no interest in driving there.
You know, actually, I wouldn't mind, because one thing, like one of the biggest differences that I noticed between Ireland and the United States are the drivers. The drivers in Ireland are extremely nice and polite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was very refreshing to see that. Like they will, there's a lot of roundabouts there instead of stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
So, but once you hit like a couple roundabouts, you kind of get used to it, the whole thing. But people will let you go. People, like if you sometimes have to cross the street when there's an incoming traffic, if the incoming traffic person sees that there's a line behind you waiting for you to turn, they will actually stop, let you turn, and then go.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Like it was just really like, so the roads are very narrow.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah.
Yes. And it's so exciting because besides being narrow, they're also very winding. Like there's all these kind of snake-like roads. And a lot of them are just one car can fit in there. So a lot of the little country roads, they will have these small niches every so often. So if there is an incoming car, one of the cars can get into that niche and let the car pass.
Okay.
And people will, like, people are so used to it that they pay attention to that. So they see, like, if you're coming, they will pull over and wait for you to pass. Or if you're driving, you see somebody coming and you have a niche close by, you will pull over and let them pass. So it's very, like, very intuitive, and people are just nice. Like they're not going to sit there, or they drive through and, you know, argue that, no, it was your turn to go or my turn. You know, nobody does that. People are just make it work.
Like that's great.
They're just so nice to each other. And the worst part is when you come back and, you know, O'Hare Airport in Chicago traffic.
Oh my gosh.
It was awful. Like a slap in the face.
Back to reality. Back to reality, right? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So we drove. We just drove everywhere.
So, you know, sometimes when I go to another country, I think it's kind of fun to just try the public transportation. Mm-hmm. Did you do any of that? Did you take any buses or any trains? No.
We did not get a chance to do that. We didn't stay. So we rented the car when we got there, right from the plane. And then we turned in the car back when we came back to Dublin, because we came to Dublin and we left from Dublin to the United States. So we turned the car in, like we stayed in Dublin for a couple of days, because we knew we didn't need a car there. But we didn't have much time to see as much as I wanted in Dublin. And a lot of things that we saw in Dublin were in walking distance.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
So even if we took us 15 to 20 minutes to walk somewhere, it was still enjoyable. So it was manageable. We didn't get a chance. I wanted to experience public transport because they had buses and, you know, all these double decker buses. I'm like, yeah. I gotta try one. and they had like trolleys and trams and all this different. There was no need for it. And we didn't have much time in Dublin to kind of go farther than we wanted to.
Yeah. And the thing is, whenever you're on vacation, there's just never enough time to do everything. That's the thing. So I know you went to Dublin. Okay. That's where you started and that's where you ended your trip. So before you actually went there, did you sort of plan everything out, where you were going to go, what you're going to see, where you're going to stay? Or did you, and here's a nice little expression, did you wing it at all? Like just at the moment, okay, let's stop here. Okay, let's go here. Or maybe a little both.
Oh, yeah, both.
Okay, good.
So funny story. When we were planning trip to Dublin, since none of us have been there before, I had no idea where we're going to go, what we're going to do. You know, I knew we wanted to see things. We wanted to go places, but I just didn't know where to stop and, you know, all that stuff. So my husband told me one day that he had a scheduled phone call with a travel agent. And I almost fainted because I know how expensive those tours and travel, you know, things get. I said, well, I don't think we can do it. You know, it's usually so expensive. Let's not. We wanted to go and stay in towns and talk to locals, you know, kind of experience life there, not necessarily like a tour bus type thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we get on the phone with the tour guide and they tell us, you know, how their tour works and like which hotels they're staying and the towns they usually go to and the places they stop and things to see. And then they tell us the price. And I almost fell off the chair when I heard the price. And I told my husband, no way, we can't do that.
Okay, here's a great expression. You put your foot down. That means you said, this is not happening.
Oh, I definitely put my foot down after I got off the floor.
Right. I picked my foot up off the floor and then I put it down.
Yes. So after we got off the phone, I was like, no, we can't do this. He goes, I know we can't do this. We're not going to use a tour company.
I know.
But I wanted to get ideas like where people go.
Sneaky.
And I thought, man, you're a genius, but I'm not going to tell you that because that will go straight to your head.
No kidding.
So after that, I started doing some more research and looking at those towns that they told us. And I mean, I knew about some landmarks and some places people go. But you know what? The other thing that really, really helped me, funny thing, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So I became a member of this group and it's called, I want to say it's something about Ireland Tips for Travelers. And it's just all of these people who are traveling to Ireland or have been to Ireland or live there. And they just had this massive amount of information about where to go, what to do, what not to do. It was so helpful. I can't even tell you. Like I would recommend to anyone who is traveling somewhere and trying to plan a trip on their own, find a group on social media, in a forum, TikTok, anywhere. And watch what people say, because those are actual lived experiences. Like people give you tips that they either experienced or think that that's what's best, what worked for them at least.
That's so really with good that, not trip, yeah. Good tip. Sorry.
Yeah. So with that, I started planning and I looked for different places to stay. We didn't stay at the hotel, but we stayed in Airbnbs or VRBOs or rented a little cottage.
Oh, nice.
And we kind of picked places that are in a small town, but only an hour or half an hour away from other places. So we could kind of go around and see more. And we stayed a few nights here and a few nights there and then drove to another town and stayed a few nights there. And we kind of knew what we wanted to see, but there were a couple of times that we were driving and I saw a sign and I said, hey, that town has a castle, like a 12th century castle. I know we didn't plan this, but let's go see it. So we would just take the exit, go to the town and one of those places was amazing. There was a, it was a medieval hall and a castle that, oh, it was beautiful. And I was like, you know what? I'm so glad we just kind of impromptu decided to do this. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much how we planned it.
I love it. That sounds amazing. And so, those castles, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, for people who live in Europe or something like this, and you know, people are listening to this from everywhere in the world, I suppose. But when you've lived in America your whole life, the idea of these medieval castles, and it's just, it blows our minds. We just cannot even imagine that kind of old place just being like where you live, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there are a lot of old history and castles and fortresses in Ukraine too, but even though I lived and I've been able to see some of them while I was there, it is still fascinating.
Yeah.
Like the history that, like, you don't realize how much history is in this brick, you know, in this wall. So it was just fascinating to see all of that and architecture. And we saw a lot of, like estates and different cathedrals because they were just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
There. So it was just out of this world.
Like, I was sounds so awful. I was going to say, sounds so awful. My goodness, what's going on with my mouth today? It sounds so awesome.
It's awfully awesome.
It's awful that I haven't been able to go.
Oh, you so need to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah. I mean, off side topic here, I was thinking to myself, when you were going to go, are you just going to go to Ireland or were you going to go somewhere else too? And I was thinking, the place that I really want to go is Scotland. I just have such a fascination with Scotland. The accent, got to tell you right now, it is my absolute favorite accent. Love it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the places on my list that I really, really want to go to. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Girls trip. Yeah, right.
One day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Although I feel like we'll get in so much trouble that I don't know.
Yeah. We tend to do that. But it's okay. Good trouble. Yeah.
Good trouble. Yeah.
All right. So do you have, just tell me a couple of cool things that you saw or did, like just something that stands out to you. I know you went to Dublin and you saw at least one castle. I'm assuming you probably saw more than one.
Oh, yeah. Well, the castles are, I mean, they were very much of a top of the list. And, you know, like some of them are actually pretty intact and they had like rooms set up how they used to be. It just looked beautiful. Some of them were more of a ruins. So you could tell, like we went to this one castle that was right pretty much on the water there. Because you step off and there's water right there.
Yikes.
The ocean, yeah. So that was really neat. But it was a ruin. So you could see some things left over from the castle. But there was, we went to and did this Ring of Kerry, which is kind of like you drive around this part of Ireland and you get to see a lot of things there. And about half of that drive is called Wild Atlantic Way. So there's this winding road. And on one side are these rocks, kind of mountains and hills. And the other side is Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I can picture that. I can literally see this in my mind's eye.
Beautiful. It's like you hold your breath pretty much the whole way because the view is amazing. So with that said, we did get to swim in Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, amazing. Yes.
They have beautiful beaches there. We were in this city of Galway, which is right on the ocean there. And we were really close to the beach. So one day we literally in the morning, we just went to the beach and spent there several hours.
Huh.
Swimming and just relaxing. And so I always think that my husband and I are very lucky. And we proved them to be lucky in Ireland too. We were packing and getting ready for rainy weather, right? Mm-hmm. A little chilly kind of. So of course we packed all these raincoats and shoes that are waterproof and pants that are waterproof and sweaters. And the whole way, both weeks, it was sunny and upper 70s.
So I was just going to ask you about that. How were you swimming? I wouldn't think it would be warm enough.
Oh, it was. I came back and I had tan everywhere because it was so sunny.
That is
so
great.
It was so nice that we actually had to use sunscreen. And I was like, well, who needs that, right? We're going into rainy weather. But I packed all these sweaters and all this stuff, and I have not used a sweater that I brought with me. T-shirts.
That T-shirt really is lucky.
Oh, and it was unusual because every local told us, this is really unusual. We usually don't have this nice weather for this long for whole 2 weeks.
You picked the right 2 weeks.
Yeah. So another thing that we did there, we did a horse carriage ride.
Okay.
Of course, through a park. There is a city of Killarney that has like a state park that goes through. And there's a ruins, like a castle ruins there. So we took a carriage ride. They call it jaunty ride.
Oh, jaunty. Yeah, I've heard that. Jaunty, yeah.
It sounds so happy. Jaunty.
Jaunty, yeah. through the park into that castle and kind of back. And at the end of that carriage ride, it was my husband who actually booked that as a surprise for me. Did the afternoon tea experience at one of the hotels. And it was probably one of the highlights of the trip for me because it was wonderful.
That sounds great.
It's at this it was amazing. We came into this hotel and they had this room for the afternoon tea with all these couches and little tables in between. And they bring you a pot of tea. And they brought us also a couple of glasses of Prosecco. And then they brought these 2 3-plate towers.
Yes.
Filled with little mousse cakes and lava cakes and chocolate cakes and finger sandwiches and cucumber sandwiches and egg sandwiches and salmon sandwiches. Like little cheesecakes and little cream puffs. I mean, it was absolutely delicious.
I love little food. So you can taste many things.
I mean, we all ate ourselves silly there because we rolled out of there. We barely walked. But when they brought these things for us, they brought 2 towers, right? And there's just 3 of us, my husband, my son, and I. And we kind of looked at the waitress like, there's no way we're going to eat all of this. And she's like, oh, don't worry. Whatever you don't eat, we will box it for you so you can take it home with you.
Oh.
So we ate the rest of it for dinner and then for breakfast too.
Wow.
There was so much food.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
But it was just wonderful.
When I went to England, that was one thing that I want. I've been to England twice now and I still haven't done a tea. And I'm really bummed that I didn't do that. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was so good that my husband, who does not drink tea, actually did drink tea and enjoyed it.
Nice.
So that was, it was wonderful. Yeah. Oh, it was just wonderful.
Love it. Do you have anything else that on your list of
things?
I know there's tons. We could be here all day.
Talk all day.
Yeah. So, okay. So then since we're talking about those little cakes and the tower of food and all of that, besides that, how about the food? How was the food in general? Did you have anything that stood out to you?
Amazing.
All right.
Every place we went to, like restaurant, the food was absolutely delicious. And what we, like one of the reasons we stayed at like they had little cottages rather than hotels was that we try to do it so we don't have to go out to the restaurant 3 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
So we ate out once a day. And then, for example, like breakfast, we would fix it at the cottage and then maybe go out for lunch and then dinner at the cottage or go out to dinner, but lunch at the cottage. So we went to the grocery store. We actually went to several grocery stores to kind of see how they are and try them out.
You know, I love doing that. Yeah.
was so cool. Like, you get to see, you know, their like snacks and like their different maybe vegetables or fruits, or, you know, like how the different juices. And so we just bought like eggs and cheeses and lunch meats and bread and scones and all that stuff, so we could just eat it at home, something easy. Their fruits are absolutely amazing. Their milk products there are so good. Funny story, anytime at the restaurant they bring you tea or coffee, they bring you a little, like a little thinny of milk, right, to pour in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't usually use it because I don't put milk in my tea. So my kid drank all of those things because he loved milk there. So that was kind of nice. And then there's scones.
Yes. Oh, that's
with the jam and the whipped cream are the best.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
They're so good that when we returned home, 2 days later, I had to bake some scones because I missed it so much.
Wow. Yeah. I love a good scone.
Oh, they are so good there.
Yeah.
But all the food, every restaurant we went to, I'm a big fan of fish and chips. So they were absolutely delicious. We even tried like different ethnic foods too. We tried Syrian food there.
Oh, cool.
And it was so good. Just absolutely delicious. We tried like different like Asian fusion food, like types of restaurants. It was so good. Ice cream is probably the best ice cream I've had.
Really?
It is so delicious. Like their dairy products, like milk, ice cream, cheese, all of that was just so good. And their strawberries. I think they have like Wexford County strawberries.
Okay.
And they are so yummy.
Oh, man.
Oh, just so good.
So, oh, yeah. Sounds amazing. I love it. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I was going to say like with drinks, because neither my husband nor I are a big fan of Guinness, but we still tried there like a, I know it's a little too rich for me.
In fact, I just had one the other day. I didn't have one, but I took a taste of my husband's because I hadn't had it in so many years. And I thought, well, maybe my taste has changed. Oh no. Yeah. It's just so strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we tried some local beer, and we tried their hard apple cider.
Mm.
It was absolutely delicious. Like, we really liked that. And like their juices, even like at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
my kid loved it. Like, he kept asking, can we buy some more juice because it's so good. But you know what else tasted really good? Coffee.
Oh, well, hey.
I don't know what it is, but Irish coffee was delicious.
Oh.
And when I came back to the States, I have to get used to coffee here again because it tastes different.
I mean, was it actually the same kind of coffee that we normally drink? Because like when I was in England, they didn't have like our coffee ever. It was just this Americano thing, which is basically espresso with water, I guess.
Yeah.
To me, that's not coffee. It doesn't taste the same. But did they have in Ireland like our kind of coffee that we're used to, like that brewed or different?
No, they usually have Americano.
Okay.
They did have some regular brewed fresh coffee, but kind of depends on the place. But a lot of places had Americano or espresso. And I do like a good like espresso coffee with milk or a latte or cappuccino or something like that. And I thought it was really good. It was really, okay. really yeah. tasty. And the coffee shops are everywhere.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, it's lovely. It's here I go. It's lovely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Very good.
All right. So was there anything surprising? Like when you got there and you saw something, the way things were done, and you thought, oh, I didn't expect that.
You know, their roads. Like they're so well taken care of, so well maintained.
Nice.
Because, I mean, I'm used to, like,
oh, well, yeah. I know what the roads are like there, okay?
Right. But, like, if you think about Ukrainian roads, they're even worse.
Okay.
Right. So then, like, American roads are usually, oh, okay, you can get, you know, there's some good roads, and then you get into our town, and it depends on the street.
Yeah.
Right. Irish roads, even those little country roads that are like winding one way, one car type narrow roads, are just perfectly smooth.
Huh.
I don't know if we ever encountered a pothole.
Wow. There. What are we doing wrong? Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, not to get off topic, but, you know, potholes. We've got on the street where I am, I notice that there'll be a pothole and it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger until finally the city comes along and fills it. And then you're like, okay, we're good to go. And a month later, it's coming out again. What are you filling it with? You know, what's going on?
Sugar. And then it melts. Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But their roads were just beautiful. I was like, this is wonderful. Like, how do you do this?
Yeah.
So that was a big surprising thing. Well, views, of course, everywhere you drive, every drive, every place is just beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. It's either you get water from ocean or there lakes, or it's just mountains, like all this mountainous area. And sheep is everywhere.
Oh, sheep.
They are like, yes, you have all these like rocky mountains and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you look up and there's sheep, like these little dots of, like, how did they get all the way up there? But they have like these beautiful valleys where you have like a lake or some sort of in the middle and then all these mountains on the side, like around it. We did a lot of hiking because there's just so much you can go see. And the other thing, because I love plants, so everywhere I go, I see, you know, plants and flowers and all that. Roses. They have the most beautiful rose bushes there.
Wow.
And they smell divine. And every house that has a little courtyard in the front, like a little, you know, like their yards usually are up front too, and they're all fenced in. Every house has a gorgeous rose bush in there.
Nice.
It was just beautiful. I just absolutely loved it.
Wow. So, yeah. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
And people are just so nice there. Oh.
Well, yeah, wonderful. If you're saying the drivers are so nice, then that must mean that must mean something, because usually the drivers anywhere are always the worst of the worst. You know, something about driving makes people crazy.
They're polite and they're all like, they're quick to make a conversation and going to tell you things about, you know, like they go on in their story and, or they will be very helpful and just really nice. Just, you know, nice people, polite, fun.
Yeah. So cool. Yep. Nice.
Yep.
Well, I want to ask one last question before we go, because since we're talking about, you know, this podcast is about language and things like that. I'm always curious to know, too, about language differences. And I know, obviously, they speak English there, but I know there's quite a bit of an accent and certain areas you can go to where there are stronger accents than others, even if it's the same language, you might be like, huh? Did you have any trouble like that? Or any other vocabulary things that were kind of unusual?
So, yeah, like you said, depends where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
If it's more like a city or a bigger town, usually it was easy for me to understand. In fact, we went to a Waterford Crystal factory.
Oh, cool.
It was fascinating to see how the crystal is made.
Oh, but
there was a guide. There was a tour guide that was kind of walking us through every stage of the crystal making and giving us the history and all that. And her Irish accent was absolutely beautiful. I could sit there and just listen to her for hours.
Cool.
Because it was just wonderful. But most of the time, I could understand people fine, but there were a few times, like I said, depending, like if you go into more of a rural area, the accents get so thick that there were a couple times somebody was talking to me and I'm kind of nodding and trying to figure out if I'm understanding everything. And my husband looks at me, he goes, "You didn't understand much, did you?" Oh, no, what did he say? So the other thing that was interesting, so all of the signs there, like road signs, or they're usually in two languages. They're in English and then they're in Irish.
Okay.
And I've noticed two people, like when we had those jaunty carriage rides, the people who did the rides, right, with the horse, I don't know what you call them, horse
drivers.
Drivers, yeah. So like they would speak English to us, but when they would encounter each other in passing, they would speak Irish to each other.
Yeah, it must have sounded cool.
So, yeah, I've noticed that. A lot of the times they will speak Irish to each other. And we even tried, we listened to radio stations when we were driving around to kind of listen to local things. And, there was some TV that we watched to see, what is the local TV there?
Right, of course. And
they do have channels on TV and the radio that's Irish, right? So we tried to listen to it to see if, you know how sometimes you can pick up things mm-hmm. in other languages, mm-hmm. even though you don't speak the language. But I can pick up some stuff. But with this, my husband and I both was like, I have no idea what they're saying.
I know, because I've heard it and I think
nothing.
Yeah. Got nothing.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But then the vocabulary words that it was interesting because I'm used to. Because when I learned English, I learned British English.
Exactly.
So I kind of knew those words. But then, when I moved to the States, I kind of learned the American English. But it was interesting. So I kind of watched how my son was picking up the words. And I remember when we came home, he said, Mom, do you know if we have any crisps in the house? We might be should go to the grocery store and pick some.
Oh, 2 weeks and all of a sudden he's talking about crisps.
Right. It's crisps. So, we call them chips in here.
Yeah.
In Ireland, they're crisps. And chips in Ireland are what we call fries.
Yeah.
Right, French fries. So then we were literally was a week before after we came back. We were at the park and we were leaving and my son goes, Mom, I really need to use lavatory.
Okay.
We've never used word lavatory at home until he heard it in Ireland. Yeah.
Lavatory. So do they actually, okay, so they don't say the toilet like they do in England?
They do sometimes. So it depends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the toilet, sometimes it's lavatory, and sometimes it's a washroom.
Okay.
Not a bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I'm sure in England, nobody knew what a washroom was either. They didn't know what a restroom was or a washroom. And I had to say toilet, and it was so hard for me to say it because it just felt really, really weird.
Yeah, because when you look at all the signs everywhere, like the places, like the public restrooms, it never said restroom. It all said toilets.
Toilets, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that was kind of up. Other than that, I feel like there weren't that many different vocabulary words that I didn't know or didn't understand. And, the metric system, because that was kind of the big thing. Because everywhere we driven, it would say, in 3 kilometers, turn left. Or in 0.5 kilometers, turn. So that was interesting. In kilograms and kilometers and liters.
Well, most of the world does the metric system. But, Americans got an American. And... And we got to do our own thing here. You know how that is.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. It was fun.
Well, I know we could talk about this all day long, but I think we got a pretty good overview of your trip and it sounds amazing. And I'm so jealous. I need to go. Hopefully one day very soon.
Well, and I hope that our listeners maybe in comments, if anybody ever traveled to Ireland, maybe they can add their experiences or kind of compare, or maybe give us some tips for next time we travel.
Definitely. Right. So we can get that next trip going, get it started.
Awesome. Oh, yes.
Well, until next time, here's to good coffee, good vibes, and great conversation.
Cheers.
Cheers.